If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. It is the gospel according to Mark, chapter 7, beginning with verse 5. Let us hear this word of the Lord. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside of a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. It's a no-brainer today. Today, the important thing is what's on the table. It's communion. This is the washing of the word. But it's a real no-brainer. Now, how many of you here bake cakes? Okay, and most of us know something about baking cakes. I mean, we get it, don't we? Nowadays, you buy a cake mix, you add water and egg or whatever. But let's say we're baking a cake from scratch. What are some of the ingredients that go into baking a cake? Flour. Egg, baking soda, what? Chocolate, sugar, oil, chocolate and lemon. All two different cakes you're working on, okay. Yeah, some water, vanilla. Yeah, it all depends on what kind of cake you're making, of course. So we have all these ingredients. Now, can you throw them in any kind of amount? No. The results would be disastrous. So we have to follow, at least generally, we have to follow a recipe. And the recipe tells us that if we put the right stuff in, the results will be good. We can expect there to be good results. But it's important that we follow the recipe, at least generally. I've learned how to bake over the years. My mom taught me when I was young, and there was a lot of pinch of this, pinch of that, and that looks right, you know. It wasn't measured exactly. It was just neighborhood stuff. Always turned out good. But if you didn't follow the recipe, you could end up in trouble. It's important to put the right things in order to get the right things out. And that's what the Word of God is telling us today. It's what we read here today. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it says that a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. It's not what goes into a person that defiles them. It's what comes out that defiles a person. It's not about human traditions, rules and regulations. All these churches, even you go to different United Methodist churches and different congregations have different rules and traditions the way we do things. Boy, and if you break any of them, There's the argument and battle and unhappy people and people storming out and, you know. And now we're just talking human rules, traditions. But Jesus is saying it's not what goes into a person. It's not the rules, the traditions. It's how much you love God. It's what comes out of your heart that really matters. That's what makes the difference. That's what's important. We have to follow the recipe. We have to put good things in so that good things will come out. We have to get rid of the bad things so that they're not stored up in our hearts as well. Yeah, if you play in mud, your hands are going to get dirty. So we need to avoid those things. And it's much more than just the mouth speaks out of the overflow of the heart. It's also the things that we do, because actions speak louder than words. So the things that we take in are the things that we're going to say and do. And God is saying, follow the recipe that he gave us. That choice is ours. What's in your heart? What is in the mixing bowl of your heart? God loves you, and so do I.